in San Diego, and of course in San Francisco, you can go anywhere, dude. But yeah, it's perfectly legal in California on your own property to be nude.
And you you garden naked quite a bit.
A couple times a week.
Wow!
Wow! And right. And do you plant tulips or what? What do you plant?
Oh, that's fantastic. Does it help?
It's a normal little garden patch that probably like most people have.
Does it help?
You know what?
Is it helping?
Oh yeah. Well, it went away fast. They, you know, it's not like I just kept doing it. I
but you continue gardening naked though now because you like it.
Yeah, it was just something I wouldn't have tried or thought about until the doctor mentioned being out in the sunlight would help.
And have the neighbors ever seen you?
No, we're actually located where no one can kind of really see us unless they popped up their head over. But yeah. If they had a problem with it, I'd just ask what would be a good time to be out there where they don't.
So you're going to go next door and knock on the door, and instead of borrowing some sugar, you're going to say, hey, my name is, what was your name again?
Gabrielle,
yeah. Hi, Gabrielle from next door. I was just wondering if you're going to be inside for about an hour and a half. I'm getting ready to go out and re-sod my lawn nude.
No, not that bad. No, there isn't a two-story that could see into my yard. So, like, they would have to go stand on a bucket and look over a fence or something.
I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address. Wow. I want to make sure you can't see into your yard. Okay. What time do you garden?
Jesus. Wow. Hey, I say to each their own. I mean, if that's... my naked body could never be in public, but if others want to do that, more power to them, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, if Joe went out and was going to mow his lawn, not that he mows his lawn, but if he were and he was going to do it nude, you'd see him riddled full of bullets lying on the grass after 15 minutes of pulling the string on the lawnmower.
Yeah, that's probably going to be worth it, too, because I should need to be put down for trying something like that.
Yeah.
Now, you may look fine while you're out there, Gabrielle. I, on the other hand, would not.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what? If people want to do it, but if you're going to live inside a residential neighborhood, really? This guy's doing it for more than just to be naked.
Is he, though? Because if he's continuing to do it, I mean, some people are just like that. They just do odd things.
Yeah, but no one else wants to look at it. Have a little bit of self-worth and respect for your neighbors. Just because you like to do it doesn't mean they like to see it. And I believe in property ownership, and I believe in constitutional rights and America more than anybody. But no one wants to see a guy out changing his oil or pulling weeds nude.
And that's the thing. They're farther and few between when they're like Gabrielle or what have you. It's always the guys.
Get
it's always people
country.
Like you.
Yeah. I guarantee if there was a whole neighborhood of chicks, you know, gardening naked, you wouldn't hear about this story for months.
Everybody want to keep it private so they can keep it to themselves.
Yeah. Sean, good morning.
Hey, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I was calling in, but first, real quick, I just want to say I love you guys, and Joe, you guys, I know you're a little lazy, but I need more time on the air.
Oh, you do?
Oh, much more time. You guys are great.
Thank you, bro. Thank you very much.
How long do you want us on the air? 15 hours?
Well, I mean, we could put in a solid 8, right?
Oh, God, we could give you a solid 8 every day, but you'd probably only want to listen for 2 days.
Yeah, we'd do 8 hours of radio, and only 20 minutes would be worth a crap, which would be double what we do now.
That's right.
What's up?
Well, I was just going to chime in, and I was laughing about the nudist guy because I grew up like that. My dad would come home from construction every day and take a fresh shower, and then that was it. He was naked the rest of the day, every day, and all weekend long.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, everything we did.
What about when you had friends come home from school?
What's that?
Didn't you ever have friends over your house?
I know he would class it up for when the friends came over, but not for the neighbors, and not for the Mormons knocking at the door or anybody else that would pass by.
He ran his life after work naked.
I like that.
I'm fascinated by people like that. That's all. That's crazy. I love that.
Yeah, if you want to do it, I mean, do it. If you like being nude, you know me. I like to be naked, too, when I get home. Nobody can see me, though. That's the sad thing.
You live way out there.
All this just going to waste, you know, not being gazed at by others that would really enjoy it.
It is a sad thing, because we probably could have had you arrested by now.
Yeah, I love dropping my pants. I walk around my house and my property more in my underwear and naked. naked than I do with clothes, but nobody can see it.
He don't even care who's over there. He could be having a party. It gets to be about 9:30 at night, and he's got a good buzz on. His pants come off.
That was only one time.
Oh, really?
That was the only time your wife seen my pants come off with you there.
Oh, okay. That may be then.
And I told you this, too. I had these buddies, man, and we grew up over this guy's house, and their dad, he'd come home. He was a plumber. He'd come in, and this guy, he didn't wear pants. He didn't wear underwear when he wore shorts. This guy didn't care, and this was like a neighborhood hangout house. And when this guy got home, he was like this guy's dad. He did not like wearing clothes. And maybe it's an old guy thing, because my dad...
Was this the dad, the big Hawaiian Samoan dad guy?
Yeah, he was just a big, burly guy, and there'd be girls over there, there'd be young kids over there.
So crazy to me, this story.
There was nothing creepy about it. It was just every now and again, you're like, oh, look. And again, his name was Big Joe. Joe, he doesn't have pants on. Belin, the mom, she'd say, oh, hold on. Joe, put your pants on. Joe was always naked. And when Joe had shorts on, he'd sit on the couch. I mean, man spread. I mean, three cushion couch, right? Armrest to armrest. I mean, those legs are spread. And I mean, the sweet taters are hanging all the freaking time.
Was he an outside worker? Worked out in the heat all day.
He was a plumber.
Oh, okay,
so he'd come
that's
in.
Right, that's
and
right.
He never wore that's underwear. Right. And he'd sit on the couch. This guy's 6'2", 6'3", just knee to knee, I mean, spread, armrest to armrest. You know, hey, Pops, you got something hanging out? Was that a string? Yeah, shut up. He tuck it back in. It was no big deal to see his junk.
That's so crazy to me, man. People's dads do that kind of stuff.
People come over or something. Yeah, put your freaking clothes on.
I mean, I just think about doing, I don't work. Everyone knows this. I don't do a lot of work around the house, but to do it nude, that is weird.
Guys, and think about this in Florida. It gets warm. The fenders and the metal on the car you're wrenching on, those get hot.
Oh, you're the driveway.
Yeah, shirt, your skin sticking to the car, and just man,
what's that little thing called, the lay down thing that you get underneath the car with
the creeper?
The creeper,
yeah.
Usually those are black.
Yeah, they're hot.
Oh my lord!
And then what are you wiping your hands on? He's just out there with a red shop rag cleaning his hands off.
That's the whole thing. Instead of having underwear or whatever else on, he's just got a little string around his waist with towels hanging off of it to wipe his hands
freaking
on.
People.
That's
freaking
so
people.
Weird.
We got to get the happy news. Appreciate those nude stories.
Yeah, those are great, man.
I guess it's a thing now. More people are doing it than we knew of. Happy news over sad music. Here's the AC/DC on the river.